move across to Sky Atlantic, Sky Box Sets and Now TV for our next offering. It's a period drama called Mary and George. It arrived on Tuesday the 5th of March. And here's a clip.
My son.
Change does not come unless you grab it by the hand. King James.
So cockstruck, it's like a curse.
Give the king whatever he wants.
May I perform for you?
Yeah, so this is a new series and it's based on a non-fiction book by Benjamin Woolley. And Julianne Moore was brought in to the project, I think, to make things a bit different. And that's certainly what it is. So this is a historical drama. And Julianne Moore, actually her British accent is pretty good in the most. And she plays Mary Villiers, who's the mother of four, who's just absolutely determined, fiercely determined, will do anything to secure her family's financial future. And she does this through her son, George. And the reason this is so different is because some would say that her take on the part is different to perhaps how someone might have behaved or been at this time. And she kind of completely decries that and says, no, actually, this is how, you know, she's got into the nitty gritty, the kind of the crux of something like this and times like this, when money was everything and power and being seen in the right circles. And so she basically finds out that King James, who's played by Mayfly star Tony Curran, is in a relationship, a sexual relationship with his advisor. And so she suddenly realises that it could be her son George who takes his fancy. Instead, of course, mixing in the king's circle would mean literally that you're probably sorted, certainly financially, for a while. And you just see her, the language, the conversations, you know, the sex scenes and of the same sex are probably just very different to anything we've seen in historical film series so far. And I think, will people be shocked? I'm not sure they'll be shocked, but I think it's just very, very different. And actually, that's probably a reason to like it, because I think with a lot of these series, they can be sort of a bit samey, really, and this certainly isn't. But you see how this relationship between the two men is quite transactional. You know, it's that they can see it suits everybody, but then, you know, feelings get involved. You see how the women behave around each other and how nasty it can really get, how feral it can get at times, to be honest with you. It's just quite, I don't know, it's quite outrageous in places. Mary is an incredibly direct woman, determined to get exactly what she wants. So I think it's really quite well done. It's quite pacey, and it's something really, a different take, I think. And I think people enjoy it. What do you think, Ian?
I thought it was very good. And Julianne Moore absolutely stamps her star quality on it as Mary Villiers, who... yeah, she does have a secret in her past. She's a bit of a social climber, and we learn that if it comes out, then it will be her downfall. Anyway, as you say, she has a spare, a second son, as opposed to the heir, who's a pretty boy, and she sends him off to France to learn how to be a gentleman, whether that's fencing or dancing, speaking French. And that whole segment is really well done, very stylish, very raunchy. There's a lot of sex in this, I must say. It reminds me in some ways, the tone of it, there's a little bit of The Great, as in the drama about Catherine the Great, a little bit of The Favourite as well, I think. The Tudors in terms of the raunch, and perhaps The Madness of King George, the Alan Bennett film, in that it brings a sort of believably modern sensibility to the dialogue, but without it sounding anachronistic, if you know what I mean, but also not sounding too oldie-worldy as well. So, yeah, Nicholas Galitzin is very good as George, who becomes the king's new favourite. I mean, all the performances are strong. I really like Tony Curran as the king. There's a lot of backstabbing and political intrigue going on. Moore is in terrific form as well. So, yeah, if you like your period dramas and you're not averse to a little bit of raunch, I think you'll enjoy this because it really is high quality and it stood out among this week's offerings.